email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Paddy is annoyed. He's in West Sussex. He says, speaking of the importance of the definite article in the status quo, it really annoys me when people, and when I say people, I mean almost everyone, refers to Eagles as the Eagles. It is not the Eagles. It's just Eagles. Paddy in West Sussex. Yeah. Oh, look, come on. It's not that important, is it? And I say that as a man who once said to Damon Albarn, of course, you're the lead singer with the Blur. Now, it was just nerves. It was nerves. It wasn't. I knew it was Blur. I knew it wasn't the Blur. But it was nerves. It was Fela. And, you know, he was huge at the time. Still is huge. And I was a little bit nervy. The Blur. And mind you, there is a person in my life who will never let me forget that. And it ain't me. Although I do remind myself and blush every so often. Now, Stephanie Rainey and Sarah Power are in our Cork studio. Good afternoon, Stephanie and Sarah.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, how's it going?
You're a dark horse, Stephanie Rainey.
Yes. Huh? We like to keep you guessing. Yes. What's she going to do next to try and keep this boat afloat?
We've had you on so many times over the years on boats. Speaking of boats, in studio, various places. I met your mother in a cafe down in Cork. We had a long chat. You were coming back on a flight and we've talked about loads of things over the years. And you never mentioned to me once, that you're going to be on America's Got Talent.
You know what? I think if you'd asked me like a year ago, I don't think that would have even been in my wheelhouse of something that I would A, have thought I possibly would have ever been able to do, and B, I would be sitting here a year later saying, yeah, we did that and it came out last night and it's wonderful.
Yeah. So to just remind people, so 100 Like Me, when was that released?
That was released in 2016. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, 2016. The very end of 2016, start to 2017.
And please don't go, did that predate that?
That predated that. That was 2015.
Wow, so that's 9 years ago.
Yeah, like it's yeah, you know, I think I'm thinking about this a lot. And I'm like, I said this to somebody the other day. I'm like, this feels like the second chance that most people don't get, I think. It was 9 years ago and we're here now again and it's doing the same thing.
Yeah, because you're there in front of Simon Cowell and three other people whose names I don't know on America's Got Talent. And I know that that's the most popular summer TV show in America. Like, how many millions watch it?
I think it's like 10 million
right,
per like episode.
A lot of people.
And that's just the people watching it at home.
Yes.
That doesn't take into account like the viewership across the social media.
Yes, you'd want to be on a lot of Late Late Shows to rack up that number of viewers.
Maybe, yeah.
But Simon was saying to you that we've lost a lot of people from music and he was admiring your courage, I suppose, in giving it a second go. Because for a lot of people, and as you said, it wasn't in your wheelhouse a year ago, you'd think that that was below you maybe, would you?
Actually, maybe the opposite.
Right, okay.
I think like I've always looked at people who went on those shows and I remember sitting there, I used to like watch The X Factor years ago and stuff like that. And I used to think I just wouldn't have the nerve to do it. Like I can go and I can perform and I can do all these different things. But the nerves the thought of it would have been like, oh my God, no way. Just right. The thought of even waiting to go on and all those kind of things. I know it's kind of the same as waiting to go on for a gig. But like when we went there to do this audition, I was absolutely petrified the whole way over. Actually, maybe not so much on the plane. We were having little peppermint teas on the plane. That was kind of a nice period where it didn't seem like it was going to happen. And then we landed and it was like, oh my God, what are we doing? And then the whole time. And then we did it and it was amazing. But then we came back and it's been a couple of weeks and we were just constantly like, oh my God, like what do we do? And what's it going to look like? And how are people going to, what are people going to think of it?
And Sarah, I'm glad that Stephanie brought you because you've always been there by Stephanie's side on keyboards. And so your friends and partners in music and your great support to Stephanie.
Yeah, I've been around now for 12 years.
Right.
And today has been probably like the most emotional.
Has it? Yeah. So what's the reaction been, Sarah?
It's just been incredible. Like you kind of, it's hard to quantify. You reply to one person and then another 10 have texted you to say, oh my God, we've watched it. And there's people from all over the globe that have seen it. And we just haven't got this sort of reaction to anything since Please Don't Go was first released.
Yeah.
And it's great because I've kind of I've been there kind of in the back. Steph has obviously had to front a lot of this over the years, and I've had kind of a privileged position where I don't have to maybe be in the public eye and experience this in front of people. And to just see her be able to pick herself back up and then go again, and sorry, I'm getting...
No, but it is emotional, you know, it is emotional because...
we're both crying down here.
Well, I tell you what, while you have a little cry there, this will help you, because I'm going to play just the audio from your performance of America's Got Talent. So it's Stephanie guitar vocals, Sarah on keyboards in front of, you know, the people know the setup for America's Got Talent, and please don't go.
I hold myself so I can sleep.
Told the story of your little nephew Fionn, who lost his life just before his first birthday, and you wrote that song about that. And I suppose you're a mother now, you've little Jackson, and so the song becomes even more emotional, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I think there was a lot of things that I maybe didn't realise that I would have to deal with once I realised how potent the loss was that we suffered. Like, I obviously experienced it in my own way, and I experienced it through my family and everything like that, but I feel like when I had my own child, and you know, anyone out there who has kids, you'll know this, Ray, that like, there's just the most unimaginable thing, and made me just think, like, I don't actually know how, you know, we survived it, how, you know, his parents survived it, how, you know, just like how you get on, because I just can't even imagine it. But it's been a huge privilege to me to be on the other side of this song now, where I don't need it as much for myself, and I can see other people finding it when they need it and feeling like they have some place to go to relate, because that's the thing about it, is that people lose people and then they have nowhere to go after a certain period of time. Their entire worlds have changed and they're walking around a different version of themselves, with having to try and just get on with life the same way everybody else is.
Yeah.
And I think that that's why people connect to this song so much, because they feel like somebody else gets it, and then they find each other. And it's honestly become the biggest privilege of my life that has been something that
we've done. And you say it connects with people, and it moved the judges, visibly moved them. So that was the audition phase. And you're where are you at now?
Just I don't know. You know, last night was a real moment. We stayed up, we're so tired, we stayed up to watch it live, and we were so scared. I've never done my own TV slot in all of the time that I've done music, and I've had record deals.
Haven't done the Late Late Show? No,
never done the Late Late Show. I've done it with the Irish Women in Harmony, but never on my own. That was my first ever TV appearance.
When you had 100 like me, the Late Late Show didn't give you a call?
No.
I find that hard to believe.
No, we were just never able to break through in that way.
Wow.
So that was the way the big step came. We were like, we have to do something different here.
And who twisted your arm?
There was no twisting. Well, no, that's not true. Basically, it was like, I think it was, Please Don't Go was going viral for the past number of months. It was like 40 million views accumulated on TikTok and Instagram. And then somebody suggested it to me, and I never would have thought about it. And I was like, oh, I don't know, I don't think I'd be able to do that. And then me and Sarah actually sat down and talked about it, and we were like, well, of course we should do that.
Yeah.
Like, if we can do this, like, we actually stand to take that big chance. And it was just completely out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
not something, like I said to you at the beginning, like not something I ever thought I'd be able to do. We just took the leap and just did it. And hopefully I think it might open up that door that we've been trying to bang on for such a long time. But in the most beautiful way, because the music has changed. It hasn't changed. That's not the truth. The music is so based on what other people experience. And I think there's so much there that people can go and find and they can go and relate to. So I feel like it's the perfect time. Maybe I wasn't ready back then when it all happened first. And I feel like I'm so much more ready now. And we are so much more ready now with everything we've done. All the gigs. We're really good live. You know, we have all the experience now that we didn't have back then.
You're so the full package. And this is what the judges on America's Got Talent said about your performance, yourself and Sarah on piano.
Stephanie, it was such a beautiful, heartfelt song. We can tell what you went through. It was very simple and perfect.
Very few acts move people, and that was one of the most relatable, emotional moments we've had on season 19. So thank you so much.
Voice sounded amazing on this stage. It was just a real special moment.
Well done. Thank you.
Of all the new songs I've heard this year, this is the best by a mile. And even though it's about something really sad, it's real. And your voice is beautiful. A lot of people are going to resonate with that song and you. I absolutely love this.
Thank you so much.
Stephanie, I'm going to give you your first yes.
I'm also going to give you a yes.
Yes.
I think I'm going to give you about 4,000 yeses.
Well, hair on the back of my neck, Stephanie.
Oh my God. It's so weird hearing it back, but it's amazing, man. We're so grateful,
so
honestly.
You're sitting by the phone, is it?
Just sitting by the phone and we're just waiting to see what happens. You know, we've booked some pretty big shows. We're
doing Vicar Street, 14th of November, Cork City Hall, 18th of December.
Yeah. And we're just waiting to see if we progress to the next stage. We really don't. Everyone's asking me all day. No, you must know. We really don't know.
Do you not?
We really don't know.
I know you a long time now. You've been truthful.
I know. And I'm telling you, actually, to be fair, if I did know, I couldn't tell you.
Okay, rightio.
We genuinely don't know. Well, but what I'll say is we hope we get another crack at it because I think we'll enjoy it a lot more now that we've done it once.
Stephanie and Sarah, congratulations. And at least you can put on the poster or whatever, as seen on America's Got Talent. Brilliant. And you can the quotes from Simon Cowell and the rest of them.
And
thanks Stephanie. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll be watching out. Thanks. Yes, that's it from us. Sarah and Cormac are on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.